T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Right now, though, let's get to Hans, please.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, joining us this morning, senior legal fellow with the Heritage Foundation. And Hans, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, here we are again with, you know, starting another week where people are telling us that, here comes COVID again, and shame on the president for holding that rally. Hans, I don't know what happened. I think it was the Russians.
No, I think it was some of those protesters got a hold of your phone line and cut me off.
Well, you know, it's okay. If you protest, apparently you have a little shield around you that protects you from COVID, but not if you go to a Trump rally.
Well, yeah, no, I heard that, and that really shows the hypocrisy of all these mayors and others who, instead of trying to do something about the violence and looting and pillaging that was coming out of these protests, were actually seemed to be encouraging it.
Yeah, I saw that. You had an article there in the Daily Signal referring to the fact that that it's okay for the president to go ahead with these things. What was the situation in Liberia that you referred to there?
Well, you know, everybody, all these people who are panicking now should look at Liberia. Liberia in 2014 held national elections in the midst of the Ebola epidemic. And, you know, the fatality rate for Ebola is huge in comparison to what we're facing now. Anyway, look, they put out all these kind of rules about how to hold political rallies and how to do in-person voting that included, for example, all the things that I saw that the president's campaign was doing for that Tulsa thing. And it included, for example, taking the temperatures of people who going into political rallies to ensure that they weren't sick, and all kinds of other steps to try to minimize the spread of the disease. And they carried on basically a political campaign in the midst of all this. And I don't think we should, we should take precautions. But we're in the midst of a campaign, not just to elect president, but, you know, governors, members of Congress, everything else. And we need to have an active political process out there.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. If you can go to church, if you can go to Home Depot, you can go to the polls and vote. This whole mail-in balloting issue really gets under my skin.
Well, it should, because it's extremely risky. Not only because those kind of ballots are easier to steal, but it's easier also for campaigns and parties to pressure and intimidate voters in their homes. Plus, do you really want to be dependent on the U.S. Postal Service delivering your vote?
But talk about something that might be easy to influence. I mean, if we've really got enemies like Russia who are trying to impose their will on America, as we were told in 2016, and we're told they're going to do it again this year, it's going to be a lot easier to influence that but with a mail-in vote than it would ever be if somebody had to actually go to the poll and cast it.
Yeah, and listen, I actually, Mark, voted in person 4 weeks ago in the town council elections, the small town I live in. And let me tell you, I actually felt safer in my polling place than I do when I go to the grocery store, because they had such elaborate precautions in place, everything from the voters being, you know, 6 feet apart, to everyone wearing masks, to the use of disposable pens to mark our paper ballots. I mean, it was one thing after another like that. Like I said, the conditions, I think, the safety protocols were actually better than what I've seen elsewhere, not just at the grocery store, but at, just like what you mentioned, Home Depot, where I went this weekend to buy some stuff for fixing up my house.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I felt the same way when I voted here in St. Louis County a week or two ago. So hopefully we see the common sense of that moving forward. Listen, Hans, sorry we lost you there at the top, but you have a great week, my friend. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
You bet. H. Von Spakovsky there on Twitter if you want to follow him, at H. Von Spakovsky, heritage.org.
Get more at 971talk.com.